For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida, you're listening to the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, the voice of Magic fans. Join us every week for a unique fan perspective on all of the latest Magic news and updates. The show starts now.
What's up, Magic fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and Bay Online. We're your hosts, Al, myself, Anthony. Today is Friday, May 31st, and currently we're recording this Thursday night, and right now the Dallas Mavericks, they are stomping on the Minnesota Timberwolves. It looks like Dallas is going to make it into the NBA Finals against the Boston Celtics, and when I look at the Celtics making it into the Finals, man, it's a team that, you know, we have shown that we've been able to beat during the season. Obviously, you know, the playoffs is a little bit of a different animal, but you take a look at the Celtics, you take a look at, you know, the Indiana Pacers, the Knicks, that they've struggled with injuries. Man, the East, in my opinion, from a future perspective, is looking a little wide open, man. Obviously you have teams like Milwaukee that, you know, they struggled with Giannis being hurt, and, you know, obviously they added Damian Lillard, so that was still a little bit of a different dynamic. Doc Rivers joining them, you know, mid-season, so they're still looking to get acclimated together. And then, you know, Philadelphia with Joel Embiid struggling with his injuries, and, you know, there's talks about, you know, them wanting to add Jimmy Butler and whole lot of things, man. So you still, you know, the East is still very, very competitive, but I like where we're at in terms of a progression and looking into the future. So there's a lot to be excited for, you know, in the very near future for the Orlando Magic. And, you know, in today's episode, you know, we've been gone for a couple weeks. Al and I took a well needed break for the off season. Not a whole lot of Magic news happening, but we do have some topics to cover today. You know, from Jalen Suggs getting an all defense nod to some of the rumors that we've heard, are hearing, and then man, how cool would it be for us to kind of play imaginary general manager and discuss some of our mock trades that we have seen online. But before we get into all that good stuff, a quick word from our sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on Game of Blackjack or Poker and unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. So before we get into the topics that we discuss, Al, what's up, man? How's your offseason been so far? And what are your thoughts so far on some of the things that we have been hearing in Magic World?
Yeah, man. So to start it off, as you mentioned, much needed 2 weeks off. Got to disconnect a little bit, head to the beach, Memorial Day weekend, see some family. So much needed sun and time away. So as we're grinding it back here and getting ready for the offseason, right? We're about to hit June. This is when things get interesting. You got the draft around the corner. You got free agency at the end of the month. So we are right there. This is a crucial month leading up to, you know, like what should be a very interesting offseason for the Orlando Magic. So much needed break, but I'm excited to see what happens over the next 30 days, 30 to 45 days. A lot could change with the Magic roster, where we're headed for next season. So a lot to look forward to. And then based on what you're talking about, the offseason too, like all these rumors that we're hearing, some new players that we haven't heard about before or we haven't discussed in previous episodes, we'll talk about them today. But it's exciting to see the Magic, you know, be linked to not only superstars like Klay Thompson and Paul George, Malik Monk, but then you got new names now like D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, Tyus Jones. You know, we'll see what happens. We'll talk about it throughout the episode, but it's exciting to see the Magic be mentioned with all these players. It's been years since we've been players in free agency, and that's about to change here in about 30 days.
Yeah, man, that's really been my biggest thing in the offseason. You know, obviously losing out to Cleveland was a little disappointing, but man, you think back of the strides that the Magic have made and how, you know, Cleveland, they pretty much got destroyed by the Boston Celtics. And you take a look at, you know, their coaching situation where, you know, Donovan Mitchell, they're trying to move heaven and earth to make sure that, you know, they're able to convince him to stay. And it's a reminder, man, that the Magic are in a really good situation. They're in a good situation with their player development. They're in a good situation in terms of, you know, draft capital and you know, the assets that we have from a youth perspective and even the growth that we've seen with Coach Most. You're talking about, you know, your head coach came in second place for Coach of the Year. You have Jalen Suggs, who, you know, second team all defense. You have Jonathan Isaac, who finally had a healthy season. And if he was able to play all season long with maybe a few extra more minutes, man, he's another person that we would have had get all defensive honors because Jonathan Isaac is just that dude defensively. So really, really a lot to look forward to. You even take a look at, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves, who for the most part have been kind of a laughingstock team for a little while. Like, what are you doing with, you know, Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert? And Anthony Edwards was definitely an all-star on the rise, but we were still waiting for that moment. And they did it this year, man. Like, they really were able to get it together. And obviously, I'm sure it's a little disappointing for them that they're not going to make it into the finals because they're really getting destroyed by Dallas. But man, huge growth for them. And if there's one thing that I absolutely love to see is seeing these small market teams get some of the shine, because, you know, that's a recipe that, you know, can be mimicked in essence, where, you know, the Magic, small market team, like we can still make things happen. Like, you don't, we're no longer in the era where, you know, super teams have to exist, right? You're able to develop from within. Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, you can really win basketball games and you can make a competitive team through the draft, unless you're a team like the Detroit Pistons. Other than that, you know, the recipe for winning is there, and we're just on the cusp of it. So let's jump right into it. So first and foremost, let's get into the news. Wendell Carter to undergo surgery on fractured left hand, which obviously, man, it's you don't want to see any of your players get go through a surgery, because there's always a risk of them losing a lot of time. From my understanding, he should be good to go by the start of training camp. But, you know, this is some of the things that I really struggled with With Jalen Suggs, for instance, there was a stretch where he didn't have a full healthy offseason until last season, right? And that, in my opinion, really hindered his development. Wendell Carter, who struggled with his injury this season, it took him a good little while to kind of get the wheels rolling again. So the fact that, you know, this offseason is going to be another one of those trying to get healthy, trying to get back, you know, it's not something that I'm looking forward to. Glad that he's taking the procedures that he needs to so that he can get back to 100%. But when Wendell was playing really good basketball, man, our team looked completely different. And you know, this was a rocky season for him. But really hoping that, you know, we can get him back at full strength coming towards a training camp. So how unfortunate is it for this surgery, and what are your thoughts on Wendell going through it?
Yeah, well, I mean, for the Magic to decide to do that, it must mean that something wasn't healed properly, something came loose. So I'm glad they're taking the action of getting it corrected as soon as possible. Hopefully, to your point, he'll be able to be playing basketball again, you know, sometime maybe July, August, and he gets back into his regular offseason training. To your point, man, when he was on it, he was on it. And one big thing that I will give him credit for is the fact that he was able to shoot the ball way better this season from three-point range. So if that continues to improve, that's a huge asset to us. But defensively, it's where he needs to get better at, you know, rebounding the ball, being that big man that he is. But I hope it turns out okay. I think it's nothing serious, so we should see him have a healthy offseason otherwise once this heals. But we need Wendell to be around and be healthy next year. Now, I will say there's some rumors out there too, which we're hearing about the Magic potentially looking to upgrade, you know, the big man position. So does that mean that Wendell's a guy that we potentially may look to trade? Who knows? I don't think we're quite there just yet, but at the same time, something to think about.
Yeah, I mean, Goga has, it was reported that he obviously wants to come back. And it's the awesome thing about our team, right? When you talk about our team, everybody wants to come back. There hasn't been one exit interview where somebody seemed to play. I think the most disappointing person that at least came across that way was maybe Jet Howard, that, you know, wish he could have did more. You know, but this is still last season was a redshirt season for him. So I still really like and back with the decision making that they did with Jet Howard, where they put him in the G League for him to get developed. And I'm really interested to see what he's able to do this upcoming season. But man, it's Markelle Fultz is another player where he's came out verbally and said, you know, he wants to be a part of what the Magic are getting into in the future. Like, he wants to be a part of what we're building. Do we feel the same way back is really going to be the question, right? And that's the fascinating thing about this offseason, that the Magic have an opportunity to really address a lot of our needs. The playoffs allowed for us to be able to truly see, you know, those weaknesses, right? Even though obviously we've seen all season long, but even more so when they're highlighted in the capacity that they were during the playoffs. So the Magic have a lot of different routes where they can kind of take this off season. A huge indicator is going to be during the draft. Do the Magic decide to keep the draft? And the way that you and I have always discussed it was, all right, well, Jet Howard last season was his redshirt season. In my eyes, this year coming up is going to be Jet Howard's rookie season. It's the way that I'm viewing it, right? So it would be a little weird, or not necessarily weird, but, you know, how much space and room for development are we going to have for this draft? And part of the part that is a little unfortunate is the fact that this draft is being viewed as a really weak draft. So good and bad. Good in the sense of, you know, we don't have a lottery pick this year, so we're really not missing out. But bad in the sense where, you know, maybe teams across the league, they're not really viewing, you know, our pick, our first round pick this year with a ton of value.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would honestly be surprised if the Magic actually end up using the pick. That's where maybe they trade it days before or the day of the draft. You know, remember, there's a 2-day draft now, the first round, and then the second round will be on Thursday. So who knows how active they will be, you know, that afternoon before the draft or again during the draft itself. But again, I don't see how they add another young piece to this team that is so young already, unless they fall in love with a particular guy and that guy happens to fall to their lap at 18. Maybe in that situation, that may be the case, but I don't see it happening, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, bring me a Zach Edey and throw him into the G League or play him, whatever. I would love a big body at the center position, but That's just me. Jalen Suggs, he gets second team all defensive team honors, which is huge. And a little stupid at the same time, if I'm being 100% honest with you. You got the first year where they decided to do positionless selections, which hindsight, right? Because when the news first came out, I thought, man, they should have been done this a long time ago. Why are we forcing, you know, certain people ahead of other people because of position, right? So the fact that they made it positionless was awesome until we had a horse in the race and actually got some of the honors. And then they kind of flipped in, just put a bunch of big men to win first team all defense, and then kind of, you know, sidekicked all the guards to the second team. But, really huge honors for Jalen Suggs. Obviously, we all felt he definitely deserved all defensive honors. But you never really know when it comes to the Magic. Like, you really never know if we're really going to get recognized, because there's been time after time where we felt certain individuals, certain players should have been recognized for certain aspects, and they don't even get nominated. They don't even come close, right? So the fact that, you know, he's able to represent the Magic from a defensive level, when you talk about, you know, the Magic being, you know, a top team in the NBA from a defensive standpoint, and obviously Coach Mo's having a huge defensive, process and chemistry and culture that he's built, and Jalen Suggs has been the leader of that, has been awesome. So really huge congrats to Jalen Suggs. Well deserved. And now once you get those honors, that's it, man. You thought you had a reputation before. Now there's an even bigger reputation, because we're expecting that same intensity nonstop because you're all team defense. And even if you look at the names that, you know, one or that were on second team all defense, you have Alex Caruso, Jalen Suggs, Derek White, Jaden McDaniels, and Drew Holiday. And from, you know, a voting perspective, you know, he came second. He came right behind Alex Caruso. So Jalen Suggs with well-deserved honors, but definitely passed with those honors, pretty heavily against, you know, the rest of the people in that group.
Yeah, it's just funny to your point how you have all these big guys, you know, in the first team, and then you have guys like Drew Holiday, you know, who's known to be one of the best defenders in the NBA, come out in the second team. You know, it's kind of surprising to me. But to your point, Jalen Suggs, man, well-deserved. I am not concerned one bit about this guy thinking, you know, like, oh my God, you know, it's too much pressure on me now to be a defensive player of the year candidate or a first or second team defensive player of the team once again. I expect him to be there once again, year after year after year. What we saw from him last year is only building confidence in my mind. This guy has a confidence at an all-time high heading into the offseason. He's only going to get better. So this is the first of many to come for Jalen Suggs. But to your point, well-deserved. This guy hustled. This guy showed it every single night. Played so hard, man. Every single position, a possession of the season. Nothing better that I can say about Jalen Suggs this past season. And again, well-deserved.
Yeah. Now, as we transition to the rumor mill, this rumor mill is stacked. When I mean stacked, I mean it's if we were to have popcorn bag of rumors, like, we are over flooded with the amount of rumors and popcorn. I don't know, that was probably a stupid analogy, but it made sense in my mind. There's so much, like, and this is the awesome part, right? The Magic now making it into the playoffs, young team, great direction. Now we're being mentioned with everybody, right? There's talks about the Magic wanting to upgrade the center position. There's talks about the Magic looking to upgrade, you know, their guard position. Like, there's so many different ways, and we've already talked about it. There's so many different ways that the Magic could go. There's so many of these rumors that it's impossible for us to really pinpoint and hit each one of these and give our thoughts on each one of these. So what I think that we should do, Al, is I'm going to read all of them, and then I want you to tell me which one you hope plays out or which one intrigues you the most. You ready? All right.
Let's do it.
Magic continued to be linked to Malik Monk. That's one that we've been hearing for a little while, right? Magic are considered plus 300 Favorites to land Brandon Ingram. This is from Bovada Sports. Magic have eyes on D'Angelo Russell in free agency. From The Athletic, the Rockets, Magic, Warriors, all suitors for Malik Beasley. New York Times. Keep an eye on the Sixers, Spurs, and Magic as potential suitors for KCP. Tyus Jones have also been linked to the Magic. This is a name that we keep hearing consistently. Klay Thompson wants to win. Don't expect him to chase the largest possible offer from the Detroit Pistons or Charlotte Hornets, even if that's correct financial leverage move, but there are plenty of cap space teams with a clearer upward path to contention than the Warriors. That includes the Oklahoma City Thunder, Philadelphia 76ers, and you guessed it, the Orlando Magic, New York Times. Anthony Simons has been brought up in a lot of different podcasts as a perfect fit for the Orlando Magic. Are we considered one of those podcasts to talk about Anthony Simons? Maybe not.
We could be.
We should be. We should talk about it more. Mikal Bridges is expected to be available this summer as the Nets embark on a rebuild. Should the Magic consider him? He's been a name that I've seen in mock trades. And then just today, we saw a awesome double post, double stories, right, of Jalen Suggs and Trae Young. I don't know if they were working out together, but they were in the same vicinity in the gym, and they were dapping each other up. And then they put nice little emojis with, like, a star being shot and handshake. So that has to mean something, right? But Trae Young posted it. Jalen Suggs reposted it. So there's a connection there. Now we're reading too much into it because there's nothing going on. But still something to keep an eye on, right? So, a long list. Which one do you like the most?
I mean, it's like half of them. Can you read it once again? I'm just messing with you. So, there is a lot of names in that list, right? Like we talked about early in the episode, that's the beauty of it. It's the fact that, again, it's been years since free agency meant anything to us. Free agency meant getting Joe Ingles. Free agency meant Al-Farouq Aminu. Free agency meant, you know, Jonathan Simmons a few years back. That was the extent of our free agency, other than bringing back our own guys, Terrence Ross, Nikola Vucevic, AG. So for the first time in a long, long time, and unfortunately last time this happened, we made a mess out of it. It was 2016 when we brought in, you know, Evan Fournier on a big contract. And then we gave money to, who was it at the time that we paid like crazy? Well, Ibaka was on the team, right? So that was a bad move there. So that was the last time that I can remember the Magic having money to spend and like freely go out there and spend money. But this year is different. We have unique needs. We have a young team we're building. We know exactly what those weaknesses are. One thing I will say, is it surprising to you to see so many guards in this list? They're all pretty much guards. The only forward really is Mikal Bridges. But outside of him, it's all guards. Is that surprising to you, or do you think that it's a clear message of what the Magic want to do this offseason and who they want to acquire?
I think it's an area where we're not solidified in, right? You have Jalen Suggs, who, you know, played point guard in Gonzaga, came to the NBA, and, you know, we played him. He's more of a two guard, right? Because we Markel wasn't playing the level that we needed him to be. Cole Anthony was better off the bench. You know, Gary Harris is a veteran that you wanted his veteran presence and his ability to stretch a floor, you know, to be a part of that starting unit. So you move Jalen Suggs at the point guard position, then you bring in Gary Harris. But, you know, Jalen Suggs, he's most effective at the two guard position. Did he do a good job handling the point? Yeah, man, he did. Let's not kid ourselves. He did a really good job. Could it be better? 100%. Right. So this is where the flexibility comes in. You know, can you bring in a two guard to play with, you know, Jalen Suggs? It's the rumors that we heard about, you know, Paul George. Paul George comes around. You can put Paul George at the two, Jalen Suggs. You keep running him at the point. And then, oh, by the way, just in case anything changes in the future, you still have Anthony Black cooking in the back. Right. So we're still waiting to see what he can bring in his development. Right. Or if the Magic decide to go a different route and let's say Trae Young. Right. Trae Young, you put him at the point guard position. Then you have Jalen Suggs at the two. You know, part of the issue that people don't like about Trae Young could be contract. It could be size. It could be the fact that he's a cone on defense. There's so many different aspects that people don't like Trae Young. Me personally, I love Trae Young. I would love to bring his offensive ability to the Orlando Magic. It'd be great. Do I think it's going to happen? Probably not, but I would love to see it. I know a lot of people would disagree, but Magic struggle with shooting. This is someone that would open up the floor drastically for Franz and Paolo to be able to work. Now, what makes the Magic so unique is the fact that you can get by with Jalen Suggs at the point guard because you have Paolo and Franz that can lead the offense and can handle a lot of the dribbling responsibility. So, you know, it's the guard position is getting the most focus. But you know, it's the Magic could also do absolutely nothing. Like there's a real possibility that we won't do nothing. And that is fact. And from the exit interviews that we heard from Jeff Weltman to other what history has told us, are you willing to accept if the Magic don't do anything and we run it back, would you be upset? And before you answer that, right, you think about how the Magic have improved from last year to this year by only adding Joe Ingles.
Crazy.
I me personally, would I be disappointed? Yeah, I might be disappointed. But this team leveled up. Players developed. Jalen Suggs turned into a monster out of nowhere. Like there's room for internal growth. So again, my question to you is, would you be
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Disappointed.
I would be, just because we've known for years the weaknesses of our team, right? That is shooting, that is offense. So it's time to improve on that a little bit. It doesn't have to be drastic, right? I still think that a guy like Malik Monk, I think like a guy like even Malik Beasley, just a veteran that can shoot the ball, that can be reliable, that's kind of what we need. Tyus Jones, a point guard that can bring the ball up, create the offense, but also hit that open three. Something as little as that, in my opinion, would go a long way for this team. To your point, they are close. They don't need to change much. No matter what, I don't expect any major trades in this offseason. I don't expect any major acquisitions. So you hear about, you know, Paul George. You hear about Klay Thompson. Honestly, we would love to wake up or start free agency on Saturday, that Sunday night, June 30th. And the first tweet be Woj saying, Paul George has agreed to a contract with the Orlando Magic. Trust me. We're going to go live. We're going to throw a party. We're going to have shots on this podcast live as we're recording it. However, more than likely that won't happen. So I still think that the Magic are going to play it safe. They're going to add some pieces around that are going to complement the locker room, that are going to complement Franz, Paolo, Jalen Suggs, and the rest of the guys that they're building around. So With that being said, yes, I would be disappointed if they just say, hey, you know what? Let's bring everyone back. And by that, I mean Markelle Fultz is back. Joe Ingles is back. Everyone. Like, at some point, you got to show to Paolo and Franz, like, hey, man, we know what we need to improve on. Here's a little help. We're not quite there yet. We're going to spend money eventually or make some big trades eventually. But for now, let's try this. At least that I want to see. Some effort from the offseason to fix a weakness that we've had for over 10 years, which is shooting the ball. That's got to change.
Yeah, I think for me, my expectation is, you know, at the very least, like, let's bolster up our depth. Like, we have a strong basketball team. We really do. And my issue is that the second unit played a very, very good, had a very good season for a majority of the season. But there's times where they just went missing. Mm-hmm. For the playoffs, it felt like they just went missing. And that was a big part of our strength. It's part of the reason why we relied on our second unit so much. I would love for us to be able to add shooting and rebounding. Defensive rim protection would be huge. It would be massive. It would be awesome. Just because we put so much stress on Paolo and Franz on the offensive end, that I'll be honest with you, man. There's times I'm watching Paolo and it's like, dude, you just let that dude, like, do effortlessly. You're just watching him. And there's yep. a lot of that. And I have to remind myself that, you know, Paolo is a beast offensively, and a lot of his force and a lot of his, you know, energy that he exhausts is on the offensive end. I don't blame him for letting the ball, like, just drive past by him, especially if you have Jonathan Isaac in the back, like waiting. You know, that's his job. That's his focus. That's what he prides himself in. I would love more of that. You know, Jonathan Isaac, man, I'm really hoping that this season we're able to see him just a little bit more. But also you run the risk of, you know, playing him more, him getting more injured, right? It's stuff that we don't want to see. So the Magic can go in so many different ways. Out of all the different rumors that we talked about, I really hope that we do. Like, I wouldn't be mad at, and I know people are going to disagree, but I wouldn't be mad at bringing a player like D'Angelo Russell, like someone that, you know, wouldn't break the bank, can bring you a lot of offense, is a bigger guard. People complain a lot about, you know, is he a locker room issue? Maybe yes, maybe no. Like, we can't judge him from a lot. Like, I haven't heard anything from a locker room perspective recently, like in the last 3-4 years. Like, you know, maybe his rookie year he had the issue with you know, Swaggy P and the phone thing, but that's about it, man. He's a rookie. He was 19 years old. Like, what do you expect him to do, right? And I feel like some of that just kind of, you know, kind of followed him along and created this bad reputation. But when he was playing for Brooklyn and he helped that team make it all the way to the playoffs, like, you know, this was a team, balling. This was a player back then that I wanted him to run the offense for us, with Evan and Aaron Gordon and Vooch, you know? So, he's somebody that I'm keeping an eye on. Wouldn't mind seeing him, because in my opinion, it's really going to come down to how the Magic value Anthony Black. Like, if the Magic value Anthony Black as an individual who they believe will be able to get his shot going in the future, right? And they believe that Anthony Black is the future point guard of this team, then you don't want to invest, you know, a crazy contract to a Trae Young, because you fully believe in Anthony Black's ability to, you know, be a two-way player for you. And you can't deny Anthony Black's size. Like, how amazing would this big basketball team be of 6'10" at your small forward position, your power forward position, your five position? You got your shooting guard that's a 6'4" dog that plays like he's 6'9", and then you have a 6'7" point guard. You would be a fearful basketball team to play against. And I would love for that to happen. So I wouldn't want to give up on Anthony Black. And we're going to go over some of the mock trades that we've seen online. Anthony Black is name is heavily in those mock trades. I'm not sure if I'm ready to give up on Anthony Black, especially if we haven't really seen him. But at the same time, he's your bargaining chip. Like, it's for a team like Atlanta that they have the number one pick and they may want to blow everything up. You know, if Trae Young is the guy that you like, you can entice with Anthony Black. If you know Murray is the other player that you like, then you have, you know, opportunities there too. So I'm curious to see, man. Again, we can go so many different ways. The question is, which route is the best route to make sure you don't F up what you currently have? Because what you have right now is special.
So that's where I think if I was wearing the GM hat, what I would do is I like your D'Angelo suggestion. But to your point, if you like Anthony Black, if he's your future point guard, you're really kind of going that direction, which makes sense. Really good defender. Great size. He showed that he can shoot the ball, by the way. Like, it wasn't like he struggled to shoot the ball at all this year. So he's only going to get better with an offseason to work on that shot. That's where I think you throw $25 million at Malik Monk and say, hey, man, be that special six man that you were in Sacramento. Be that here for us. Meaning you're going to play 30 minutes a night, even though you're coming off the bench. You're going to shoot plenty. And you're going to play make plenty. That's what you did in Sacramento. We want you to do the same thing here in Orlando to help our young guys kind of continue to develop. I like that because he fits a timeline. He's still a young player in this league, but he's got experience. He's a proven scorer. Again, he should have won Sixth Man of the Year. So how many times can you say, I'm going to go in free agency and get the Sixth Man of the Year into my team? So that's a guy that I really, really like. I think he can add a lot to our team. And then you allow, you know, Anthony Black that opportunity to run the point if that's the way you want to go. Another big name for me, I don't think the Nets would do this, Mikal Bridges. This would require the Magic to shift things a little bit. This would require them to play, you know, Jalen Suggs at the point. Franz probably be the two, and then Mikal Bridges would be the three. So I know we've heard plenty on social media, like, hey, we don't want to see Franz at the two. That's impossible. It's never going to work. But at the end of the day, we've heard many, many times, positional basketball. That's what the Magic want to play. Forget about positions. Throw guys that can play and play the right way. This is a guy that is a 3-and-D solidified player in this league with a ton of experience, with a decent contract too. I wouldn't be opposed to that. But again, it would require us making a trade to make that happen. And if we are making a trade and trading assets for a player, he's a big one in my list, one of the top guys, but probably not as high as a guy like Trae Young or Murray from the Hawks, or a guy like Anthony Simmons from the Blazers. I think that those guys, in my opinion, whether it's, again, Murray or Trae Young or Simmons, in my mind, are going to be top of list for me. So, again, that is only considering the fact that, hey, Anthony Black is not that guy. We want a point guard upgrade. You go in that direction. Otherwise, Malik Monk, I'm happy with. Or simply a guy that can score the ball, but again, does not disrupt their locker room, disrupt what we've built so far, which, again, it hasn't been easy to get to this point. How do we add to it? That's the idea.
Yeah, and that's my thoughts behind, you know, adding somebody like D'Angelo Russell, whether it's D'Angelo Russell or Tyus Jones, is being able to have a placeholder until Anthony Black is ready. And so I'm not saying give D'Angelo Russell a, you know, 4-year, you know, $120 million contract. Give him something reasonable, 2 years, maybe a player option, and give him the reins right now until Anthony Black earns it, right? Get to a point where, you know, he earns that starting spot over D'Angelo Russell, very similar to kind of Jalen Suggs. Jalen Suggs was, you know, a player that we brought out of the bench last year, and he was in a starting role, and he took over the point guard role away from, you know, Markelle Fultz. He went out there, he earned it, right? So I think that's an avenue that the Magic could take. Now let's look into these mock trades. These mock trades, I didn't make them up. They came from Bleacher Report. I'm almost embarrassed reading the first one because I'm reading it right now, and I'm just like, dude, what are you thinking? And then we'll just kind of go through them. Give me your thoughts, and if you would pull the trigger or if you were passed. This first one, and this one is titled Orlando Gets Offensive. The Magic trade for Darius Garland for, again, I'm just reading. I didn't make this. Darius Garland for Jalen Suggs in a 2025 first round pick.
Easy one for me. Pass.
Yeah, man. Jalen Suggs is That's the beautiful part about this season. Like you talk about the different storylines that the Magic kind of, you know, created this year, and one of them is you can put Jalen Suggs in the same category as Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero. I think that when you look at it, that's your core, right? You can really mix up a lot of what the Magic have in their roster, but if there's one thing you do not touch, so you do not touch Jalen Suggs, Franz Wagner, and Paolo Banchero. Point blank.
Agreed.
I don't even know, like, what... I don't even know why they brought it. Why are we including his name? Did you guys not watch this, like, this season? Did you not see, like, what he's done for us?
So I was going to say, I think the idea there is get offense, because they know that Magic have struggled offensively for years. They're trying to get more offensive, but this is not the way you do it, right? You've got cap space, you got picks, you got different ways to get it done. This is not going to be the way. Jalen Suggs is going to get paid this offseason, and we're going to add offensive weapons around him, not trading him in order to get somebody, you know, that can bring offense. So again, on paper, if you would have told me this trade 6 months ago, 8 months ago, you consider it, you probably say yes to it. But again, what we've saw from Jalen Suggs this season, he shot the ball so well, defensively minded, point guard, size, loved by the city, loved by the front office, loved in the locker room. Why would you disrupt that? It makes no sense. Yeah. So again, I get the mindset of what they're thinking in this trade, but realistically, makes zero sense.
Yeah, the Magic, we need offense. And this is an area, a guard position where, you know, we could use an upgrade. However, our identity is on the defensive end. You take out Jalen Suggs, there goes a huge part of your identity, and that's not going to happen. All right. This next one, Trae Young to the Orlando Magic. So Bleacher Report has Trae Young, Atlanta Hawks trading Trae Young to the Magic for Cole Anthony, Anthony Black, Jet Howard, a 2025 first round pick via Denver, a 2027 first round pick, and a 2029 first round pick swap.
It's a tough one, man, because I love Trae Young. And one thing to keep in mind, as we keep hearing him linked to the Magic, our front office loves Trae Young. Like, they wanted to draft him back in the 2018 draft. Like, the fact that Mo Bamba fell to us, that was not really planned. There were rumors that Dallas was going to take Mo Bamba at 5 and Trae Young would simply fall to us. That never happened. But the rumors were we were ready. That was the expectation. Trae Young wanted to be in Orlando. So fast forward to today. If this trade proposal was sent to the Magic and say, hey, this is what it would take, I may even add another pick to this to get it done and sweeten the deal even more to them. I think this solves a lot of issues. Now, the one name that I'm like, oh my God, it's going to hurt to let go of, just for emotional reasons, not even because of the core performance, it's Cole Anthony, right? This guy has been through it all with us, from the struggling days to now seeing the team make the playoffs. He's been so passionate about the city of Orlando. He re-signed on a really friendly, team-friendly contract. It would suck to see him go on a trade. But unfortunately, with any name out there this offseason, whether it's Markel Fultz, whether it's Mo Wagner, who knows, there has to be some tough decisions made, and that may be one of them. So it would suck to see Cole Anthony go. Even Anthony Black, because he has a lot of potential. But you can only get an all-star player like Trae Young at his age, at his contract, once. And this may be the only time you do it. So if that's the trade that's proposed to us, again, I would even add another pick to it just to get it done. Because, again, Trae Young would drastically change this team from a three-point shooting standpoint. And, again, improve us, I think, in a major, major way next season.
Yeah, I mean, look, you look at... You know, Cole Anthony definitely makes sense heading out. Majority for me is I've never been a fan of smaller guards. Cole Anthony was already, you know, a small guard. If you were to keep Cole Anthony and Trae Young, like that just wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. But man, Trae Young, 25 years old, 3-time NBA All-Star. Hopefully I got that information right. But this is somebody that again, man, he can be, you know, 10 feet away from the 3-point line, and he's a threat. Like he stretches the floor out that much more. because of his name and what he's able to do. And I think, in my opinion, that, you know, Trae Young with Paolo, with Franz, with Jalen, you know, I think that's Hollywood status, man. It's everything that the Magic would want. I think that it would scare people across the league, the Magic getting a player like Trae Young. So the part that would hurt the most for me is Anthony Black. That would be the part that hurts the most, because you know, again, his size, what he's able to do defensively, like I think that, you know, you can kind of play with it, right? If you found a way to be able to keep Anthony Black and, you know, sub in, you know, whoever, you know, if you can play with the matchup a bit, if he's able to carve out a role for himself where he's playing consistent minutes, you know, night in and night out, and then it's just from, you know, a matchup perspective, you know, how crazy would it be if you're able to swap out, you know, 6'1", 6'2" Trae Young for, you know, 6'7" Anthony Black defensively? Like, it gives you that flexibility. So that would be the part that hurts the most for me. I'm dying for us to get rid of that 2025 first round pick via Denver, just so that we're able to utilize it to be able to help bolster this team up. So I as much as it would hurt seeing Anthony Black go, I would definitely pull the trigger. Yeah. All right, last one. So this one is Orlando Magic trading for Michael Porter Jr. The trade is Cole Anthony, Mo Wagner, Joe Ingles, goodbye, and the number 18 pick to the Denver Nuggets for Michael Porter Jr. This one's a weird one. I have no idea why Denver would do this. Why would Denver do this?
So I think the thinking there is, I think they are close to the luxury tax. They have to get rid of some salary in order to keep that team together. And I don't know why they would choose him over any other guys they have on the team. So I don't see this one as a realistic trade. So I'm just going to say no, because I don't see it happening. And I also don't see the fit, because he's not known to be a defender. Yes, he's a good offensive player, but there's also a lot of injury concerns with the back issues that he's been dealing with throughout his career. So injury concerns, not a defensive-minded player, which, again, the Magic do like. And not for nothing, but also not a great offensive weapon per se. He's got some good seasons as an offensive player, but I don't think he is that guy that you want to say, hey, like, I think he's going to make a difference to make you go into the second round next season because you have him in your team. I would prefer to go, again, after Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, all the guys out there that haven't probably proven a little more. So, yeah, this is an easy one for me. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, Michael Porter signed a 5-year, $179 million contract. I think we're good. Yeah, we're good. Yeah. No, all good. Keep Michael Porter. We're going to keep doing these mock drafts until, you know, these mock drafts kind of stop, because they keep incorporating the Orlando Magic in all these crazy deals. So hopefully they get a lot better. Man, a lot of key dates coming up for the Magic in the offseason. You got June 6th, NBA Finals 2024. As soon as this is over, we start looking into the next season. June 26th, NBA Draft, the first round. Remember, this year they are doing first round and second round on different nights. June 27th will be the second round of the NBA Draft. June 30th will be free agency. Starts at 6 p.m. I'll be honest with you, I missed the days when free agency started at midnight.
Yep.
Just refreshing, 1201, 1202.
I'll probably go to bed at 2 in the morning those days, every single night, because I was just so addicted to refreshing Twitter.
Yep. I miss the good old days with the drama of Doc Rivers, the Clippers, and trying to keep DeAndre Jordan and Mark Cuban and planes and being locked in the house. Like, I miss that. That was my favorite part of, you know, free agency. Then you got July 12th. To the 22nd NBA Vegas Summer League. We keep talking about how we're going to make plans to actually make it out there one of these years. Maybe not this year, but next year we should definitely plan it. And then October 21st, the last day for the Magic to agree to a contract extension with Franz Wagner and Jalen Suggs. So a lot of key dates. Make sure you put it on your calendar. Free agency, 6 p.m. If it was any earlier, I probably would have, you know, requested that day off of work. So a lot of dates to be excited for. All right. Before we end the show, earlier in the podcast, I was scrolling through social media and saw some news that kind of paused made me stop for a second. Aaron Gordon's brother, Drew Gordon, unfortunately passed away in a car accident. And this is breaking news from Shams. And man, as somebody that has a brother, and I love my brother to death, man, I would do anything for him. I can't imagine what Aaron Gordon is feeling like, man. It's almost a blessing in disguise that the Denver Nuggets are not going into the finals, because there's no way, especially as close as we've seen how he is with his brother and you know, his family, his nephews and whatnot. So, or nieces, I'm not sure which one, but man, it's a tough situation. And I feel like, man, your loved ones, make sure you hug them tight. You let them know that you love them, because I just personally feel like we've seen a lot of misfortune. You talk about, you know, RJ Barrett, who just recently lost his brother too. You know, if you're listening to the podcast from the Twitter world, Deb Swim, who was a very, very positive individual, who has been recognized by the Orlando Magic as being one of the best fans of the organization, also had recently passed away. So rest in peace to her. But just want to take a moment to acknowledge and make sure that, you know, when you have some time, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your friends that you love them, man, because you just never know.
It's crazy. I had not seen the news about Drew Gordon, man. So it's shocking to hear that one for sure. So rest in peace. And again, what can you say, man? To your point, we've seen this happen a lot lately with, like, whether it's celebrities, athletes, just a lot of names that you don't expect to be hearing, you know, passing away lately. It's been a weird 2024 so far, but our deepest, you know, condolences to Aaron Gordon, his family. You mentioned Deb already. We tweeted about it yesterday on our account. Some big losses for the Magic community this week. Again, so to your point, hug your family, hug your friends, tell them you love them, man, because, you know, we're here today. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's why you got to live life day by day, making some smart choices, but at the same time, enjoying life, man, because we never know what may happen.
Yeah, that's right. All right, man. Everyone listening, have a good Friday. Catch you guys in 2 weeks. It's a wrap.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.